Oh, yeah. And I hope you make it a great one. Live your best life every single day because, well, the Democrats are trying to take that away from you. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So before anybody starts contacting me, I did this on my own. all right. You might have to search your county Republican headquarters because I said Lyon County. GOP.org. Guess what? There are more. Why do we have to name counties after other counties? That wasn't Lyon County, Nevada. So if you want to find the Lyon County, Nevada Republicans, that's what you type in. Lyon County, NV Republicans.org. If you put in LyonCountyGOP.org, you get taken to Amy Klobuchar's area. Ugh. Definitely don't want that. So for Lyon County, it's LyonCountyNVRepublicans.org. But you know what? You can take that little bit of effort to make sure you are finding your appropriate county, appropriate state. How many words in the English dictionary in everyday speak, do we have? Really? We have to have multiple Lyon counties? There's only so many states. There's only so many counties. Can't we make all the names different? So frustrating. Keeping this stuff straight. Okay, let's go back to the text line. Because I need to straighten somebody out. Because I take offense when people call me fake news. So this is a text that I just received. The lady that got tased, she got tased for resisting a police officer, not for not wearing a mask. Love your show, but this is turning into fake news. Oh, the things that I would say to you if I weren't regulated by the FCC. If you want to get things straight, it wasn't a police officer. It was a resource officer for the school. She was outside watching a game. She has asthma and told the resource officer that that's why she wasn't wearing a mask when he requested that she put one on. Because that would be complying with the health guidelines. My health is my choice. If everyone else is wearing a mask, I can't control that. But it's my choice. I don't care what your experts are saying. This is driven to divide this country. So rather than just say, okay, she was warned, he tased her, handcuffed her, and then handed her over to police. So what part of fake news did I say? I thought so. Get your facts straight before you accuse me of not having my facts straight. And then we'll take it to task and see who's right. Just got another email. Are you saying experience with Willie Brown's Willie is not enough? I need to pre-read my emails. Yes. That's what I am saying, is Kamala Harris does not have what it takes to be a VP. Thank you so much. This is an interesting one. Hi, Monica. Letter to the editor of the Nevada Appeal follows. Although it is a sin to vote for a Democrat, Dennis may be correct here. I wrote Amadei a letter, which I copied you on, expressing my concerns with his rhino votes in Congress. I asked him some specific questions to which he failed to respond. Are we better off with a Democrat who we know how they are going to vote, or a rhino who betrays us? Inquiring minds want to know. You know what? If you want to know, then ask him straight to his face. And you can do that tomorrow, Saturday, the 26th, at 10 a.m., Congressman Mark Amadei will be speaking at the Trump office, Keystone Plaza. Okay? If you want to know why he votes the way he does, why he misses so many votes, why he's absent, that's a great question to ask. Yeah, it's easy to say you vote with the president 98% of the time when you have a few absent moments. So if you want to find out, Trump office, Keystone Plaza. He'll be there at 10 a.m. Would be nice if he was there a little bit earlier so we could just kind of hang out and talk with people. But there you have it. Boy, it really is going to be a fascinating Saturday. Mark Amadei speaking at the Trump office on Keystone, 10 a.m., 5 p.m. We got the president announcing who his choice for Supreme Court justice is going to be. It's going to be a great day. It really is. So this just came in. You do not taser someone for not wearing a mask, period. That officer could very well be charged with assault. Any police person that tells you otherwise needs to change professions. I support that wholeheartedly. You're sitting in bleachers and it's considered resisting an officer when you say you have a medical condition and you're not going to wear a mask outside, distanced from other people? This is BS, people. And I want you to be outraged as well, because that could have well have been you. Well, probably more so me, because I refuse to wear a mask. Too many other people in this state, in this city, in this county, across this country, just fall into line of the collectivism. You know, why we're distracted with all of this, why we are dealing with BLM and Antifa, the terrorist organizations. Yes, I said it. BLM is a terrorist organization. Why we're dealing with mask or no mask. The World Economic Forum is already taking over our lives. They're already making the decisions of the Great Reset. They already decide if you can eat trans fat. They already decide how much salt you should have. They already decide that you can't drink out of this size cup. They already decide if you can use plastic straws or not. When they focus on all this other BS and they don't address issues, Oh, Hillary Sheevy's addressing the issue now. She declared a state of emergency for the homeless situation. Really? A state of emergency? For that situation that you've let grow and grow and grow and have done nothing about as mayor for the last how many years have you been the mayor? What a bunch of BS. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Lee's on the line. Hi, Lee. What would you like to talk about today?
Good morning, Monica. This is Lee. How are you?
I'm good. I know who this is.
Well, I'll tell you what. My friend Ted is fine.
He's oh, good.
Bruised up in the face. Okay. But I wanted to tell everybody, don't be intimidated anymore by the BLM or the Antifa people like you were just saying.
They're punks.
I wanted him to call, but he said no, he didn't want to scare off the patriots and the flag wavers. But I think it's important for people to understand that every Saturday until the end of this election cycle, we're going to be down there, and we're not going to be intimidated by these, as you call them, and I agree with you, the terrorists that are doing this to all of us. And it's not going to happen in Carson City. So people might as well realize they're welcome down there from 10 until 2. And then there's truck convoys with flags, and it's just happening. And that's so important, Monica. People have got to understand. Yeah, I sound weird because I had a tooth pulled yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, all swollen up and everything. But I'm going to be down there as security tomorrow. And just to watch, make sure nobody throws anything out of cars or attacks, you know, the people that are down there. So I want people to feel safe and want them to come down by the droves tomorrow.
Yeah. And
I'm
every
serious,
Saturday.
Monica.
Yeah.
Every
Saturday.
Saturday.
All right, Lee, yeah. I gotta let you go. I got other people calling in. So love you much. And thank goodness Ted is okay. If you didn't hear that story yesterday, Ted was out on, or actually Wednesday, we put it out there. Ted was out at the peaceful midweek protests that they do, and somebody drove by and threw a bottle out the window and hit him directly in the eye, and he had to be taken to the hospital. Hopefully the law enforcement has the license plate number of the person who did this, so hopefully they're doing something about it because Ted does want to press charges. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene. Gene wants to talk about the California electric cars that will shortly be forced on us because of Governor Newsom, Mr. Gruesome Newsom. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning, Monica. I just wondering how they're going to do that when they can't even run a city on electric. And those big wind things and the solar panels, they take up so much land, and they're just atrocious. They're absolutely horrid to look at, and they take up oodles of land. It's insanity on top of wheels, rolling in a group of insane. And to me, I think we should declare war, and I mean war, all of its forces against
Gene, I gotta cut you off there, Gene, because I don't want to declare war. I don't want to see innocent people get killed or hurt because of the moronics that the Democrats push. We have to fight them back, but we have to be smart about it, okay? And declaring war on people is not the way to do it, all right? We already have an army in place. We are the silent majority. And trust me when I say that law enforcement is tracking these people. They know who they are, and they are being arrested. They are being taken down. They're just being done. It's being done quietly. You haven't heard how many arrests have actually been made because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. Mark, Linda, stay on the line. I got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back on this your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to answer our poll question. Should judges on SCOTUS have term limits? And if yes, how long? At 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Right now, let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Linda, hang on. We're going to Mark right now. Mark, thanks for calling the show today.
Yeah, Monica. You know, I wish I would have been down in Carson City when this happened yesterday.
Wednesday.
He would have been already in jail. He wouldn't have been getting a license plate number. He'd have been in jail if I was there.
But he was in a moving vehicle. How would you have caught him?
Because you follow him until he's at a stop sign, and then you get out of the vehicle, and you open his vehicle, and you take the keys out, and you throw him down the street so he can't go anywhere. This is where the difference is. Like, that little old lady that – I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. That lady Jean that just called, and she says she wants to declare war. You might cut me off too, but verbal talking and signing petitions, it ain't getting it done. Never has, and it never will. It's never gotten
But we don't we don't know because it hasn't just because it hasn't been achieved yet doesn't mean it won't be achieved. And it's interesting that you say signing petitions, because Linda Thompson's going to be up after you, and she's the lead on the recall effort right now with taking Nevada back. So we'll see how it's going.
Relay a message to Linda that signing petitions throughout our country's history has never worked. Throughout our history. When we needed something done, when the American people need something done, it gets done through physical work. It doesn't get through with a pen. It never has worked. It never will work.
But I still look at it. It has to be done by physical work, yes, but it has to be done by law enforcement. And I don't think that
law enforcement would have played a big part in what happened yesterday. If they would have gotten in front of that vehicle and blocked that vehicle, if they would have stopped him at a stop sign where he couldn't have gone anywhere, look, there would have been a lot of things that could have been done yesterday.
If you follow a vehicle and you open up somebody's car door and you reach into their car and take their keys, because you're reaching quite a way into the right-hand side of an American vehicle, or the left if it's a European, and take their keys, are you no better than the Antifa or the BLM rioters that are doing that when they attack people in their cars?
Yes, I'm much better, because I'm trying to stop somebody that did a violent act on somebody else for no reason at all. So to answer that question, I'm 100% better. Not only am I better by going and doing something, but I'm better by stopping him so the police can arrest him. That's 200% better. 200%.
Mark, I just hope you're always on my side and have my back. I definitely want you there. Mark,
I'm really angry. Has he even been arrested yet?
Not that I know of.
He never will be. That license plate's not even on that vehicle anymore. That was a waste of time for following him. I'm really upset about this, because until the American people that are backing Trump or that back the United States flag get a set of balls, we will lose every time. We will lose every time.
Well, we need to get a hold of Furlong and see if any action is even being taken on this.
He ain't going to do nothing. He's probably laying down in the middle of the street somewhere.
I know what you're referencing. Mark, thank you so much for the call. And I feel your passion, but I have a sense of responsibility that I also need to keep people calm. You know, it's not good to just go out and declare war, because we are in the majority. So if you look at these punks that are out there that are being arrested and that are doing all of this, they don't know what they're doing. They don't understand fully why they're following this. And a lot of innocent people are going to get hurt because they don't know. They don't realize. Linda, I want to hang on with you for more than the time I have, because I know you want to talk about the recall petition. So hang on the line. We're going to take our break a little bit early here, and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talking about all kinds of things today. Wanted to talk about the elections coming up, and we've just kind of meandered off track a little bit. But here's today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should judges on SCOTUS have term limits? This is what the Democrats are looking at. And, you know, if they can take control of it all with Biden, that's probably going to go through. So what do you think? Yes, no on term limits? And if yes, how long? No lifetime appointment. No, keep it a lifetime appointment. Yes, 15. Yes, 20. Yes, 25. Yes, 30 years. Yesterday's poll question, are you better off financially than you were 5 years ago? 81% of those participating in the poll said yes. Mwah. Good for you. Keep it up. Hard work, determination, you will succeed. When you want to live off the government, when you want to have everything handed to you, oh well, you're not going to succeed. You have to do something to better your position. This is interesting, as we're going to talk about Amadei in just a moment. Joe Biden gained the presidential endorsement of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Yeah. A union that boasts nearly 300,000 active and retired postal workers. Just takes a few of those to change a vote, don't you think? So, also received this email. In the history of the country, only 3 recalls against governors have ever worked. In only one case was a governor removed from office. Bruce is sending me that. Bruce, thank you so much for the history lesson. Let's go to Linda Thompson on the talk and text line at 884-9910 and see if this time it's going to be successful, because more people have woken up to the fact, awakened to the fact that Governor Sisolak is not fit to be a governor of a thriving state, at least. You know, one of those states that can be locked down by the Democrats and pretty much thrust into crushing downfall, then I guess he's good at that. Linda Thompson, the lead for the Taking Nevada Back effort, takingnevadaback.com. Don't search it. Just put it directly into your internet bar at the top. I don't know what's up with that. Linda, thank you so much for joining the show today. How is everything going right now with the recall effort?
It's building and building. And obviously, Governor Sisolak is concerned about it, too, because he sent out a letter or an email to everybody yesterday, to independents and Democrats, asking for funds to help fight against our recall so that we wouldn't develop momentum.
Well, I think that's funny, he's probably raising money for the appeal, because he knows this time around, with the support that there is with businesses in Washoe County and in Clark County. I mean, the first time this went on, businesses didn't want the petition at their locations, and if it was there, they didn't want their names mentioned. Now they are more than happy to, everywhere in every county, to have the petitions at their businesses.
Oh, definitely. In fact, Irene's Cocktail Lounge down in Vegas is doing a big party tonight. You can come, they're having all the petitions ready for signing. Free hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of stuff going on at all her casinos down there, just to kick it off down there in her casinos. She's going to have them there full time now.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people coming on board, and our county lead down there is trying to constantly set up coordinators for different branches because she's inundated with volunteers wanting to collect signatures and businesses wanting the petitions in their stores. So, yeah, it's going great down there.
So I was asked a question the other night at a meeting, and how long from this point do we have to collect signatures?
We have to. One of his changes was that we have to report at day 45, and day 45 is October 19th. That's our halfway point. We have to turn all our petitions in at that point and start with fresh ones the next day. And December 3rd is the final turn-in.
Okay.
So I've been telling everybody to get set up at DMVs. I also have been telling them to make the arrangements right now to get set up 100 feet from all entrances to all polling places starting October 17th. So we cannot be closer than 100 feet, but they can go vote, and they can come out and sign the petition, or they can sign the petition and then go vote.
That is fan-freaking-tastic. Now, what's going on here in Washoe County? Because we did lag in the last one.
Yes, Washoe and Clark are our biggest fears and fights. And our county lead over in Washoe, she's kicking buns, trying to get people on board. They're not coming in as fast here in Washoe as they are in Clark. I'd like to see more volunteers stepping up in Washoe. But tomorrow we've got a big thing. In fact, it's another group. As you know, Sislac has canceled the Street Vibrations. Well, another group started up, a Sislac Ducks Street Vibration Rally. I can't say the second word on air, I don't think. And they're going to be meeting about 11 p.m. in a parking lot down from the Atlantis. We are going to have all our Washoe people there collecting signatures while they're lining up their cars. They're going to go from there down to Battleborn, Harley-Davidson, and Carson. And we're going to have our people there collecting signatures while they're checking out bikes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have a bike. You can do it in your car. And then they're going to go from Carson City up into Virginia City. And we've got our people all stationed in Virginia City ready to go collect signatures as well.
Nice.
Tomorrow's a big one.
Top Speed Computer Services, whether it's breakfast or lunch, get to the Wet Hen Cafe over on South McCarran and tell them thank you and have a fabulous meal. Because again, businesses are coming out because they've been locked down. They've been locked out. So many of these companies aren't even going to be able to come back once all these stupid, stupid restrictions are lifted that our governor is inflicting on us just haphazardly at his will. So, Linda, again, just sign in, Taking Nevada Back. It's so easy to look at the website. It says signing locations. All the web or all the counties come up. Just click on your county. There's Elko. Click on Elko. You know, it gives you all the information.
And also, Lovelock hasn't been able to get, we haven't gotten anybody in Lovelock. Tomorrow we're going to have from 8 to 4 at the Trading Post, we're going to have a big thing going there for people in Lovelock to be able to come sign. That's why I can't be at the Street Vibrations, because I'll be in Lovelock. But
well, it's a bigger purpose.
I'd really like to be.
it's a bigger purpose.
We've got to get them going there. They haven't had much luck there in Lovelock, so I'm hoping we can get them pumped and going, get a couple of businesses up there.
In response to Mark, who said that, you know, petitions fail. Petitions fail because of apathy, because of the public saying one thing and then doing another. People keep saying, why hasn't Sisolak been recalled? Why is he still in there? Blah, blah, blah. If you are saying that, if you are asking yourself, then ask yourself, what have you done to progress the effort? Have you downloaded and printed a petition, a recall petition, and circulated amongst your own family, amongst your own friends? What have you done to help make it happen? There are a lot of people who still aren't working, who still aren't, you know, as active as they used to be. Well, guess what? Get active by helping get this petition going and completely filled out.
Right. We need them to step up. I mean, it doesn't matter if they can only give us 2 hours a week or if all they can do is carry that petition with them around town. We'll take it because that's what's going to take, because some of those people that they can make contact with to get the signatures, we don't make that contact. We're trying. I mean, we're on Twitter now. We're on Facebook. And all the pop-ups that we have, like it's a one-time shot where they're only going to do 2 hours. Those are on our Facebook pages. So if they aren't on Facebook, we're trying to get it on Twitter as well so they can see it there. And
well, but you have to be careful because if you're reported,
the only thing that's on our websites are,
you know, pardon? Facebook and all these places are being political now, and they're removing stuff like this. So you might not be there in a couple of weeks when people go. So I say just go directly to the website.
That's the first option because all our permanent sites are on the website. And I'm checking out Wimkin now to see about maybe going there as a fallback from Facebook. We're trying to find other sources. I mean, we're on Parler, we're on Twitter, and we're trying to find all these different sources that we can so that if we do lose Facebook, because they took down one conservative group the other day, just wiped them out, boom.
Yeah.
And we've got to find ways for people. But yeah, our website is the guaranteed. Those sites on there are all permanent sites.
That's right. All right, Linda, thank you so much.
People do need to step up, though.
Yeah. I mean, if California can come together and recall Gray Davis, we can recall Steve Sisolak. And this time we're going to prove it doesn't matter if we are in a fake pandemic lockdown. So Linda Thompson, thank you so much for joining me today. That website is Taking Nevada, spell it out, takingnevadaback.com. Have a great weekend and get those signatures, Linda. Greatly appreciate
it. Thanks, Monica.
So that's what you have to do. You have to participate. Mark and I have different ideas about how to participate, but as long as you participate, that's the game changer. The other game changer is knowing who you're electing. Okay? There was a letter to the editor for the Nevada appeal. And I don't know if this person is a Democrat or Republican. Not quite sure. As previous letters have stated, Mark Amaday was absent on the roll call for the bill to support the Postal Service. Looking at his voting record from September 11th to August 2020, Mark's absentee record is much worse than the median of representatives currently serving. Twice as bad, actually. And they're referencing govtrack.us. It seems that after four terms, Mark may be getting tired and not willing to put the time in. I have supported Mark in the past when Republicans were fiscal conservatives and promoted a balanced budget. I supported him when his main concern was the people of Nevada and he was not beholden to the president. That sounds like somebody who is a Trump hater. The Republican Party has changed, and so has Mark. His values no longer correspond with mine and it is time for a change. Blah Blah's values are more in line with mine than Mark's, and she is more than ready to take over the position as our representative. So she has my vote. You know, Dennis in Carson City, I don't know what to tell you. Because it doesn't matter if you're a constitutional Republican, if you're a conservative Republican, if you're just a middle-of-the-road Republican. You are not a Republican in any form if you vote for the Democrat candidate. If you look at her information, she's obviously a social warrior. I don't want a social warrior in the Congress or in the Senate. I want somebody who is going to be a constitutionalist and protect our Constitution and protect the American people. If Mark misses a vote, I bet there was pretty good reason. And missing the Postal Service vote, I don't really care about because I don't think the post office should be getting any of that money. It is it's atrocious how the Postal Service is managed. We have great, awesome people working at the Postal Service because they have mismanagement at the top when it comes to the pensions that have been planned out and promised. I really fear for people who have been promised pensions in the upcoming future. I just don't see how it's going to be sustainable. All of that mismanagement has led years ago to where they are, to where they were years ago and where they are today. They should be sustainable as any good business is, because they are a business. Because they want to undercut things and deliver Amazon packages for free, basically, because they ain't making any money on it, from a man who is a gazillionaire, Bezos. That was a bad management choice. And that should not be passed on to the American people. So if Mark misses that vote, I don't care. That's perfectly fine. But voting for the Democrat is just a win for the Democrat. And if we don't reelect Mark Amadei to Congress, that just means the House has even more power. We need to make sure that every single seat that is up for grabs is red, is Republican. That's up to you and me. That means we have to vote. That means we have to make sure that everyone who is legal to vote, votes. And any improprieties, any illegal voting, mail-in ballots, we need to make sure that we keep an eagle's eye out to make sure that this election isn't won by fraud. Because we know how the president's going to do. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
I get such a stabbing pain in my brain, even when I hear Biden talk. That's just makes me nauseous. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show. Listen up. 991FMTalk.com. Our poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should judges on SCOTUS have term limits? If yes, how long? So far, the majority is voting for 15 years. 46%. We got 38% for no, lifetime appointment. 30 years got 7.5%, and 20 years, 7.5% as well. So there you have it. Thank you so much for participating in the poll. Quick, as we wrap up, if you have any questions for Amedee, any thoughts, please go see him in person. He's going to be at the Trump Victory Headquarters on Keystone, right there in the Keystone Center, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Get your questions answered. He'll be there. So should you. As we wrap up today's program, I just want you to remember one thing. You're being attacked from all sides, from people who want to control you. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on, you stay positive and you live your best life every single day. Be happy and enjoy it, because they don't want that. They don't want you to be happy, but I do. Love you. Have a beautiful weekend.